Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
Well, folks, on this episode, we went up to Crossville to Stone Memorial High School to speak with the head wrestling coach, Coach Brian Parker. Kind of get a little bit more about how the wrestling program has evolved at Stone Memorial and really in Cumberland County as a whole, and just how he's gotten into the sport and his experience. So let's go up to the gym at Stone Memorial and speak with Coach Parker.
Coach Parker, thanks very much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Wrestling obviously isn't something that is very prevalent in the Upper Cumberland, but Stone Memorial have seen some successes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the sport and what got you into coaching at Stone Memorial?
Okay, well, actually I started wrestling in seventh grade. Another student actually said, hey, you got a good build for wrestling. You should come try it. And it's kind of history from there. So I wrestled in high school and did okay. Ended up top seven my senior year. And then what actually got me into coaching was we had intramural wrestling at Tennessee Tech, and I was in a fraternity, and I was teaching some of my fraternity brothers how to wrestle. And I was like, you know, I taught these guys some moves, and they used it to win. That's pretty cool. So I just called up the wrestling coach here at Cumberland County High School after I found out that they had had a team in 1996. And I asked him if I could volunteer and just come out and help. And he said, yeah. And then from there, I've been coaching 23 years. So I actually have an engineering degree, but I decided that if I liked teaching even half as much as I liked coaching, that's what I wanted to do. So I've actually been teaching 20 years now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. As far as an overall schedule and what you guys are having to do, obviously, Cookeville has a wrestling team, but really outside of the Upper Cumberland area, you don't see very many. Tell us a little bit about how you schedule some teams in order to keep your team's competition pretty strong throughout the season.
Yeah, you know, I came in kind of knowing this is where I'm living. And so I knew that I would have to be traveling to be able to get competition. So we travel mostly to Knoxville. So, you know, it's about an hour and 20 minutes to most of the places around Knoxville. Occasionally we'll go to Chattanooga. Of course, we come to Cookeville and wrestle them. We'll go to Ray County, but mainly Knoxville area to get matches.
And, you know, there's different weight classes and things of that nature. What's really your philosophy about, you know, weight management? Obviously, these are student athletes. They're growing. They're eating like a horse. Whether they're athletes or not, a growing teenager is eating like crazy.
Right.
How do you kind of manage that side of things in order to make sure that they maintain their weight class and they don't kind of get themselves in trouble as far as that goes?
Right. I was kind of glad that the weight management program came along with the state, which basically says they can only lose so much weight and they have to be hydrated when they do the body fat test. And that took a lot of pressure off the coaches in that aspect. My philosophy on it really is wrestle the weight you want to wrestle as long as you're, you know, under the rules. And I don't ask anybody to drop a weight class, but sometimes – kids will drop a weight class because that's the only way they can get a varsity spot. And of course I make them fall within the limits of the weight management program, set forth by TSSAA. So I prefer that they wrestle what they weigh, if they can get that spot. But, I think it's really been really helpful for our program.
Talk a little bit about the successes that you've seen in your 20-plus years of coaching there at Stone Memorial. I know I've been there at the school for different events and things of that nature and seen some accolades on some individual achievements, but talk about what your program's been able to achieve over the years.
Well, so I've been at Stone Memorial for since it opened for 13 years, and I was at Cumberland County High School before that. At Cumberland County High School, we had several place winners, including a couple of state runner-ups. And here at Stone Memorial, we've had several place winners as well, third and fourth place. Our girls program has actually been a little more successful. We had a state champion 2 years ago with Katie Scoville. And have some girls this year that will be placing in the state tournament more than likely, hopefully as high as state champion. But, you know, it's just I want the kids to come out here and have fun. One of the things that I'll do at the school is to get kids interested is just to tell them to come out and try it one day. And then, you know, there'll be enough of them that like it from there that we just really excel. Our youth program has been a pretty good factor in that over the last few years. We went from having 35 kids in the youth program 3 years ago to having 75 to 80 kids in it now. And that's really going to help us a little more in the next few years as well.
We're talking with the head coach of Stone Memorial High School Wrestling, Coach Brian Parker. Coach, you know, wrestling is such a unique sport in terms of, yes, you're on a team, but in a lot of cases, you know, there's no tag teams or anything like that, like you see in the quote-unquote professional wrestling. How do you kind of create a team mentality as far as a culture goes when, obviously, it is a contest of individuals?
The kids understand that if they do well, the team does well. And so by them going out and trying to set goals for themselves and do the best that they can, that ends up making the team much stronger. And that's an aspect that a lot of the kids like about it is that the team doesn't have to do well for me to do well. And if I do well, the team can do well. So that's an aspect that a lot of them like. And we try to cultivate that teamwork aspect each summer by going. We go to Fall Creek Falls and do a ropes course there and also go and swim at the Cascades. And it's just a good bonding experience for them. And they end up carrying that over. One of the comments that I get from a lot of seniors at our banquet is that it's kind of like a second family. And having those friends. And so one thing I've found over the years is that kids are more likely to come out and stay in wrestling because of the other kids more than they do because of trying to be a region champion or something like that. And I was actually surprised by that over the years. But, you know, it's not all about the winning for them.
That's awesome. And those are the types of things that, you know, in a lot of cases will last longer in terms of memories than a trophy that's sitting on a mantle somewhere collecting dust. But
right.
What is it that you see in the future? Do you see wrestling growing as a sport in and around the Upper Cumberland? Or what is it going to take to get more participation in and around more schools in the area?
Well, you know, it actually has been increasing. Livingston Academy has maintained a team for several years. They struggle with the numbers a little bit because they've had some coaches changes. I think Upperman's had a team for the last year or two, and so that's helping. We're, you know, like I said, our youth program has been expanding. I think Cookeville's youth program has been doing pretty well. And sometimes we'll get kids from surrounding counties in our youth program, and maybe that will push their schools to start looking at it. But it all starts with having good youth programs where kids are exposed to it and get a chance to try it. Because, I mean, I look at it like this. I'm just taking what kids do anyway and giving it structure, especially even at 4 and 5 years old.
Exactly, yeah. In terms of the girls wrestling, you know, how different is it in terms of coaching techniques and just an overall mentality? Is it between boys and girls as far as that goes? Because obviously in any other sport, even though the object is the same, the delivery might be a little bit different just because of being differences in boys and girls.
Right. You know, the girls ultimately, they just want to be known as wrestlers. They just want to wrestle. And so they don't really want to be treated any different in that aspect. You know, of course, we have practice. They practice at the same time. If I'm showing moves, I'll show the moves on one of the guys, and then the girls will go practice it just like anybody else does. You know, you've got times where the boys and girls will practice together because there's, you know, sometimes there's not enough practice partners. And once the girls and guys have been on a team together, they just see each other as wrestlers most of the time as well. And so it ultimately doesn't end up being a problem with the kids. And girls want to be state champions just like the guys do.
Absolutely. You know, with a lot of other sports, the club or the travel ball aspect of making sure that these kids are playing more than just what a high school season would encompass, is that very similar in the wrestling side or is it a little bit different?
You know, it really is similar. There's always wrestling tournaments going on. There's always opportunities, either through AAU wrestling or USA wrestling, which USA, for a lot of kids is more of the Olympic style wrestling of freestyle and Greco-Roman. So a lot of kids will do that in the off season to make them a better wrestler in high school, in the folk style, type of wrestling that we do in high school. But yeah, you can pretty much find some kind of wrestling tournament, year round. You may not be able to find somebody to coach you year round, but you can definitely find opportunities.
Coach, we really appreciate your time in with this, and good luck to you. Good luck to the Panthers, and please come back and join us in the future.
I will. Thank you very much for helping get it out there more.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.